ganja babe, my sweet ganja babe. Come wake my body, how do you take my mind away, y'all?
All right, a little music from Michael Franti and Spearhead to get us going this morning. The song is Ganja Baby from the album called Songs from the Front Porch. Had to play that one this morning as 420 was just the other day. And, you know, it's time to celebrate a little bit more. Dee's here.
Hello, Pat. Good morning.
Dee's got the beer. I've got the food. We're celebrating 420 a couple of days late. I may or may not have, the other day, taken a trip down to Rockford. And I may or may not have done some shopping, and then when I got home, included some of my purchases in the cookies I made today.
Cannot confirm nor deny.
Correct, exactly. Once I cross the state line, I can't confirm or deny what's in that bag.
I love it. All right. Wow, what a trip.
So yeah, I got chocolate chip cookies here. I have very little experience with weed, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I have even less experience cooking with weed.
Yes. So it's a process.
If I did cook with weed when I made these chocolate chip cookies, it would have been a real process, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you just throw it in there, right?
No, not at all.
The first thing I had to do is make butter.
Yep.
Out of, you know, butter that's already made, but mm-hmm. I have to infuse the weed in there.
Yes. The weed goodness adheres to the fat cells in the butter. That's why you have to do it with butter.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought, well, just toss some in there and we're done, right? But before you even do that, there's another process you got to go through. And I have no idea how to say this, decarboxylation or something like that.
Okay.
Where basically you bake it in your oven for like an hour.
Okay.
At 240 degrees.
Okay.
And that activates the THC.
Sure, probably dries it out a little bit.
I would assume so. Yeah. And then to make the butter, it goes in a slow cooker for like 4 to 6 hours with butter and water. And then you cool it so the butter solidifies again.
Yeah.
And then drain the water off of it and then pat it all dry. It's just this long, long process.
It is. There's actually a machine you can buy that makes it easier for you.
Again, I have very little experience with this. So anyway, we get the butter going in our slow cooker and go for a bike ride.
Yes.
And we come home and our house smells like a Grateful Dead concert.
Yes, I bet it did.
Which reminded me of the time that I had a brownie at a Grateful Dead concert and
spent
the rest of the concert in the medical tent.
Sometimes you learn the hard way.
Exactly. So what I made is chocolate chip cookies. The recipe is basically a chocolate chip cookie recipe, but the butter or half of the butter used in it is the weed butter, if
right.
I happen to have added that to it.
Sure. I mean, I suppose you can make like a CBD butter as well, and then you can have CBD cookies.
Okay.
And that would be, you know, more legal. But that's
again,
not any
I'm
fun.
I'm not going to confirm or deny anything that went down the other day. It was a special holiday.
It was. It certainly was.
All right. So what are we pairing this with today?
So we're technically not pairing it with a beer. I really wanted to stick with the 420 theme. And these have been out for a little while. It's called Hemp Tales. And it's technically a malt beverage. So it's made with real hemp seeds. You definitely get the hemp smell when you crack it open.
Right.
You can taste it in there, too. This is a blood orange flavor. So this is going to be like a lot of your malt beverages, about 8% alcohol, by the way.
Okay. All right. So let's give it a shot here. The chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah. You put nuts in your cookies like real people do.
That's right.
Okay. It's not great.
No, it's not a great pairing by any stretch of the imagination. However, after one or two of these, who cares?
Right, exactly.
Who cares?
Exactly. If you really wanted to pick a good beer to pair with this and say to hell with the hemp-infused side of this, definitely go with like a milk stout. That would be fantastic.
I was going to say something chocolatey, maybe coffee-y.
Yep.
Is that a term?
Works. Yep.
Is coffee-y a term? It is now.
That's right.
All right.
I love it.
Again, what we paired today is chocolate chip cookies with
Hemp Tales, and it's a malt beverage that has hemp seeds infused in it.
All right. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7 The Resistance.